Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 8th chapter. Now when Jesus saw a crowd around him, he gave orders to go over to the other side. And a scribe came up to him and said to him, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Another of the disciples said to him, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." And Jesus said to him, "Follow me, and leave the dead to bury their own dead." And when he got into the boat, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by the waves, but he was asleep. And they went and woke him, saying, "Save us, Lord, we are perishing." And he said to them, "Why are you afraid, O you of little faith?" Then he rose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. And the men marveled, saying, "What sort of man is this, that even winds and sea obey him?" And when he came to the other side, to the country of the Gadarenes, two demon-possessed men met him coming out of the tombs, so fierce that no one could pass that way. And behold, they cried out, "What have you to do with us, O Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time?" Now a herd of many pigs was feeding at some distance from them, and the demons begged him, saying, "If you cast us out, send us away into the herd of pigs." And he said to them, "Go." So they came out and went into the pigs, and behold, the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea and drowned in the waters. The herdsmen fled, and going into the city, they told everything, especially what had happened to the demon-possessed men. And behold, all the city came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they begged him to leave their region. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Michael Merker from Jordan Lutheran Church in Apex, North Carolina.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Authority is a funny thing. When we don't have it, we desperately want it. And when we realize the full weight that authority brings to us, it can quickly turn into something we want to pass back down or relinquish some of those decisions to another. In our text from Matthew chapter 8 this morning, we're best served by remembering that Matthew's gospel is not intended to be little sound bites. Matthew asked us to see the whole picture. He wanted his hearers to read the entire book. So to understand chapter 8, we need to remember that we're just coming off of three chapters of beautiful teaching of our Lord. As he expresses to us how we are to live on the earth, what will be created, and how we can go about enjoying life in community together. And then we jump in to the start of chapter 8. As a leper asks, "Lord, can he be healed?" And the Lord says, "Yes." And then building up to our reading today, we hear a centurion who talks about authority. Authority, a word that revolves again and again throughout chapter 8. As the centurion said, he understood authority from his own experiences, and he knew the Lord had that same authority. So then we come right up to the start of our reading at verse 18. As now the question is about following Jesus. Are people understanding what it is to follow our Lord? In verse 19, a scribe approaches Jesus and says that he'd follow Jesus anywhere. And the Lord's response is maybe he hasn't taken the time to recognize that all the creature comforts of his life may not be there in following the Lord. Yet for some of us, it's the next question that's the most troubling. It's one of the disciples who comes and says, "I'll follow you, Lord. Just let me bury my father first." And Jesus' response is, "No." So has Jesus changed his mind? Are we not to honor our father and mother anymore? Not at all. We know the fourth commandment. We know we are to honor father and mother, but Jesus is uniquely speaking to these men in what they needed to hear. The first, he seemingly was too quickly jumping in to follow without measuring the cost. The second seemed to want to hold back and hadn't fully measured what it would do if he did follow the Lord. It's then this troubling question of authority and balancing out that takes us into a boat. As we move towards verse 26 of Matthew chapter 8, as a storm gathers around the disciples, they approach Jesus asking for help, and he says to them in response in verse 26, "Why are you afraid, O you of little faith?" Then he rose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. And I hope you heard in that text, Jesus isn't upset that he's awoken. What seems to concern him is that they're afraid. They don't trust that Jesus will be there and that he has everything in his hands. And after following the Lord for so long, they need to be reminded that as the waves are settled, different words will fill in the gap. But the gap at this moment, verse 27, is filled with a question of those in the boat. They ask, what sort of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him? This man? Jesus is a man with authority. The winds and the sea obey him, as did the sores on the leper at the start of chapter 8. As do those who are possessed by demons, they recognize his authority. Jesus' authority is over the forces of nature and sickness and disease and those tormented in spiritual darkness, and it sets the stage for you and I today. Our Lord has authority, an authority he willingly gives to us so that we can be his ambassadors to the world. His disciples are so moved only two chapters later in Matthew 10, they're sent into the world of pain and sorrow that they know about. But they go knowing they are sent by the one with authority. So today, as you drive to work or sit at the table reading your morning paper, perhaps processing last night's events or rehearsing what is to come, remember that you have been touched by the love of your Savior. None other than Christ the King speaks to you authoritatively and says he is sending you into the harvest fields today. His authority over all things is freely given to you as the robe of Christ's righteousness covers you and settles the storm in your heart and your mind. We know the answer to the question of the men in that boat. What sort of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? He is the Christ. He is the Lord. He is the Redeemer and the great I am. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
We thank Pastor Michael Merker from Jordan Lutheran Church in Apex, North Carolina, for today's meditation on God's Word.